This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The County Bomb Disposal Unit was called out to a residence in the 300 block of 10th Street in Fortuna Friday morning after a woman reported finding a suspicious device on her back porch. The device was described as resembling a pipe bomb, and the resident was told to go to a neighbor's house for safety reasons, and neighbors were advised to shelter in place. The suspicious package was removed safely from the property and then rendered harmless. It was determined that the package was a homemade survival kit used by hunters that contained waterproof matches, a blanket, and a fire starter. The family of 13-year-old Eureka boy Isaiah Payton had some anxious moments yesterday after a family member called the sheriff's office to report the boy had not been seen since the early morning hours and was missing. The sheriff's office issued an update just a few hours later with the good news that Payton had been found safe and was at home with his family, unharmed and uninjured. Dr. Chris Hartley has announced that he will run for re-election for the office of Superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, and he will host a campaign kickoff event on Thursday at the County Office of Education building in Eureka. Hartley was appointed to fill out the remainder of Gary Eagle's term in April and said in a press release that he will outline his platform and his priorities at the campaign press conference. The sheriff's office will host a third re-entry fair at the county courthouse today and tomorrow in an effort to connect inmates in the county jail with services and employment opportunities as they near the end of their sentences. Community service providers such as College of the Redwoods, Local Tribal Services, and Humboldt Recovery Center will come in today, and tomorrow, local employers and representatives from employment agencies will meet with inmates about job prospects. Sheriff Billy Hansel said the plan is to host two re-entry fairs per year coordinated by the inmate program at the jail. Arcata police responded to a report of a hit-and-run collision on Old Arcata Road early Friday morning and found an abandoned vehicle that had slammed into a fence alongside the roadway. Officers began the search for the suspect who had fled the scene, and an officer on scene saw a taxi cab driving away and conducted a traffic stop. It was determined that the suspected hit-and-run driver, Roman Jealous of Him, was the passenger, and he was removed from the vehicle and arrested. Jealous of Him was found with a loaded firearm and a small amount of meth, and he was booked into county jail. Eureka police arrested a man wanted in connection with an alleged public indecency incident at Target last Tuesday. Surveillance photos of the suspect, later identified as 48-year-old parolee Stephen Flynn, were released to the public after it was reported Flynn had been seen in the women's bathroom. Flynn had fled the scene prior to officers' arrival, and he remained at large until Friday afternoon, when officers were able to identify and then arrest him after he was located on Summer Street in Eureka. Flynn was booked for a parole violation and lewd conduct. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.